America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I think I'm already kind of tired of this. And by this, I mean the Davante Adams hypothetical. I understand, given what we do for a living, that this is a major talking point and it should be a major talking point. I'm not even going to let myself get too excited. It's Donnie Football with you here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan until 7:30 tonight. We do have the NFL on Westwood One to carry Thursday Night Football, a pretty good one. An NFC South matchup, Tampa Bay, Atlanta. We will dive into that more before we finish up tonight. We will pick the game. We will give, well, Joel Nelson with me behind the glass. Joel will give his best bets for the game, maybe throw together a little same game parlay if you want to tail or fade whatever Joel throws out there for you. Can maybe be like the commercials we hear, Joel. You could say, I'm Joel Nelson and I'm on fire. Those always crack me up. We play like dozens of those. And it just, I don't know how to put this. It sounds like a guy that has been a bookie for like 50 years.
Pretty much.
Like a dude who has done nothing but drink and smoke cigs and bet on sports for the last four decades. That's what all of those sound like when they play, and they crack me up every time. Oh, I got the secret to the Thursday night game. All you got to do is give me a call on my message line.
Top secret information.
yeah, those are always good. Like that guy has the info that nobody else possibly knows. We're in the era that we're in, 2024. That guy has the stuff that nobody else knows. So we will pick the game for Thursday Night Football next hour. But I do want to dive into a couple of different topics, and I will let you share your thoughts as well. You can always call in at 412-928-9370. I would love to hear what the people think on a couple of topics. I do want to talk Davante Adams. I am going to give my Steelers quarter season awards. You can chime in on that. The Pirates made some headlines yesterday. We can jump into that as well. And the Pitt Panthers getting a nice return back to a team that is trying to go to 5-0. I don't think many people saw this Pitt football team and thought they would be 4-0 at the break after what a disaster 2023 was. They get to 4-0 and they are getting a key piece back for this weekend and going forward as the Panthers take on North Carolina in Chapel Hill. You can listen to that game right here on 93.7 The Fan on Saturday. A noon kick. Pre-game coverage starts at 9. So you can chime in on all of that. 412-928-9370. Anything on the table for you as we are together for the next 90 minutes or so. Do the Steelers have a shot at Davante Adams? I guess, but it just does not feel that way to me. It really doesn't. It really doesn't feel like the Steelers have a true shot at Davante Adams. Whereas with the Brandon Ayuk stuff, which is probably a big reason why I don't even want to get overzealous about all of this, I did think the Steelers had a true shot at Brandon Ayuk, and I do think they were the team besides the one he was already with, the San Francisco 49ers. I do think the Steelers were the team in the equation that would have landed Brandon Ayuk outside of the incumbent in that scenario. If the Jets aren't the team that end up with Davante Adams, I would be pretty surprised. I don't know if I'd go as far to say stunned, but I would be surprised if he does get traded and that team on the receiving end is not the New York Jets. Because they will do, I would think, anything and everything to make it happen. Teams always make the salary cap work. People always get worked up over, man, we're going to pay this guy, pay that guy. And yeah, we see teams attack it a little bit more differently than others. But I think the adage is true that if you want to make it work with the cap, you can make it work with the cap. And there are plenty of receiver-hungry teams out there and contenders that come to mind when Davante Adams is on the brain. And it's not just the Pittsburgh Steelers, even though we see them at a much closer viewpoint since we are in Pittsburgh. The Ravens, I would think, could use another target. The Kansas City Chiefs, I know that's an interdivision. That would need to be an interdivision trade, but they could certainly use another target. They may have just lost their most explosive one for the entire season. The Buffalo Bills, they traded their biggest target in the offseason. Now, things are going pretty well with that offense, although Sunday night they got their asses kicked, but maybe Davante Adams is someone of interest. There are some teams, as you can see, that Adams could fit the bill for. I saw, which it never fails with this, I saw ESPN the other day, oh, the Cowboys should go get Davante Adams. They would have Davante Adams and C.D. Lamb. Now, that would be a remarkable 1-2 punch for Dallas to add. But there are plenty of teams, I think, into the mix. The Saints get connected because they've had a nice little start to the season, and Derek Carr and Davante Adams have that relationship. They were a quarterback wide receiver tandem in college at Fresno State. But I would rather just rip this Band-Aid off now. I'm going to tell myself that this ain't happening, and if it does, then let's rock and roll. Let's get it going. The Steelers do need to be in the market for a receiver, but I don't think a top-tier one is the one that'll be here. I don't think at the end of the day, by the time we hit the trade deadline, they will be pulling in a Davante Adams. I think the ceiling, if I wanted to use a player, I think the ceiling of the type of player they would pull in, a name that you have heard, a name that was thrown around in these discussions, I think a Courtland Sutton is more of the realm they will be jumping into. I think he's at the top end of that. That obviously depends on where the Broncos go from here. They have battled back to 2-2 after starting 0-2. Maybe a name, a caller suggested this one the other night. I didn't mind the suggestion. This guy does have an extra year on the contract, but Christian Kirk in Jacksonville, the Jags are 0-4. They are the only winless team in football. I'm not suggesting that they are by any in any way, shape, or form having discussions or are interested. That was a name brought up by a caller the other night, and I thought, you know, that's not out there. That's not completely out of left field. I think that would be the realm of receiver they are looking at. Chris brought up the name Darius Slayton earlier from the Giants. I think it would be more in that category than a Davante Adams, than what they are looking at here and what the compensation could be and everything involved with the Raiders wide receiver, who is going to miss the game on Sunday, by the way, as the Raiders are also just one game removed from meeting the Steelers. That game will be taking place out in Las Vegas. Little side note, that's the big road trip of the year. So if you have any suggestions on what to do out in Las Vegas, you can chime in as well at 412-928-9370. Can't wait to make that voyage. I've never been further west than Minnesota, so that will be certainly a change for me. Also, can't wait to hook up with the terrible tailgate guys out there, Kevin Adams and that crew, hosting one that apparently, Joel, you'll like this one, Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell supposed to be the guests at this tailgate out in Vegas.
Oh me, oh my. What a Well, interesting to say the least. We'll put it that way. How's that sound?
Yeah, I couldn't imagine having an interaction with Antonio Brown, but hey, maybe that will happen in, what, I don't know, 10 days' time, whatever that is. So you can chime in on that as well, 412-928-9370. I also want to give my Steelers quarter season awards. I will do MVP, Offensive Player of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year, Rookie of the Year, and then Biggest Surprise and Biggest Disappointment. I did this with the guys a couple of hours ago. We didn't do every single one of these categories, but starting with MVP, and I stand behind this one, this guy just got acknowledged by the league earlier today. My Steelers MVP through the quarter point of the season is Chris Boswell. He is nearly perfect. He's 11 of 12 on the season. He has made 5 of 6 from 50-plus yards. He single-handedly won them week one. So he is absolutely someone that has added at least one win to their 3 on the docket so far. He played a pretty pivotal role, I would say, in the other two as well. He's made field goals in every game, almost every time he is called upon. He is the most accurate kicker in NFL history from 50-plus yards. And he makes it look easy, does Boswell. And I'm also wondering back to Sunday, they had I think it would have been like a 58-yarder maybe, 59, and the Steelers decided to punt the football. I would have sent the dude out there. I think he would have made it. And if they would have gotten anywhere around midfield, I think that, or a little bit inside of midfield on Sunday at the end of that game, I think Boswell takes a chance and Mike Tomlin takes a chance on him from like 63 yards plus to try and send that game into overtime if it gets to that point. Joel, have you ever watched any old football games? I don't mean from like 10 or 15 or 20 years ago. I'm talking like 40 to 50 years ago. I like to do that with the guys in the back as we're prepping for the show. We'll just toss on an old game of whoever the Steelers are playing that week, kind of as background noise.
I really have not. From that long ago, not a whole lot. So maybe some highlights, but not full games.
Yeah, so I tossed on Super Bowl 13, which was a Steelers victory over the Cowboys. And when I tossed that on, I heard a pretty funny stat into the game. Roy Girella was the kicker on those 70s teams. That was, you know, he won Super Bowls with the Steelers. And Kurt Gowdy, the play-by-play man, he said, Jarella this season from 40-plus yards is just 3 of 13. And that made me chuckle because 40-plus yards and he's only 3 of 13, that shows you how far the kicking game has gone in the NFL. I think Chris Boswell would be 3 of 13 with his left foot.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Chris Boswell, that should be kind of easy money, almost like an extra point for Boswell from 40-some yards.
And my dad's going to be mad at me if he's listening to this because he, as a kid, I think a friend that he had in the neighborhood, is his mom dated Roy Jarella for a minute, and I guess he taught all the kids in the neighborhood how to kick. But it's just so funny to think of something like that, like, oh, 3 of 13 from 40 yards. Like, it was so daunting. But even 20 years ago, think about that. Like, think about games at Heinz Field. Jeff Reed, if he made it from over 40, people like, oh, man, what a kick. Jeff Reed, he hit it from 42 yards at Heinz Field. Vaunted Heinz Field. Nobody can make a kick there of 40-plus. And Chris Boswell just makes it look easy. Like, this dude is the best kicker in team history. I know people would say, oh, Gary Anderson, which overall kicker, okay, but for what he did in the Steelers uniform, I think I'm going with Chris Boswell already, an all-time Steelers kicker. My offensive player of the year for the Steelers through the first four games, that is Justin Fields. Might be a bit of a cop-out. Yo, I'm just going with the quarterback. He does have three touchdowns through the air. He has three touchdowns on the ground. He has accounted for nearly as many touchdowns as Kenny Pickett did all of last season, and he's done so four games in. He is 3-1. He's completing almost 71% of his passes. He will likely eclipse 1,000 yards this week against the Cowboys. Now, is he setting up what is an MVP season? No. But if you recall, Ben Roethlisberger never once received an MVP vote. Fields has done what he's been asked. He's turned the ball over twice, an interception and that fumble last weekend in Indianapolis. But he has six touchdowns to recoup for the turnovers he has. He has also, in the last couple of weeks, shown that he can be lethal on the ground. And he is absolutely a piece around the goal line. Because it is really nice to have that added element from a quarterback around the end zone, knowing that he can run the football. You make the defense have to defend all 11 players. We see that more so now today than we did back in the day. But that is a really nice element that Justin Fields can add, that he can get moving on the ground. Defensive player of the year, yeah, it's TJ Watt. Very quiet game in Indy. We heard, oh, he got held every play. You know, that's, he does have a lot of defenders out there. I get it. And listen, guys get held all the time. If they called holding every time they saw holding in the NFL from an offensive lineman, I have news for you. They would call holding on every single play. And you complain as is about the officials throwing flags too often. They would call holding legitimately on every single play. That is not an exaggeration. There is not a single play that goes by in a football game where an offensive lineman, at least one of the five, is not committing a holding penalty. Unless every defender just runs in free, like maybe it's a screen pass or something, I don't know. But that would be the case. Watt, three sacks through the first four games. He also had that fumble recovery in week one that turned the tide a little bit. Rookie of the year, I'm going to go with Zach Frazier. They haven't had huge contributions from other rookies, so that certainly plays a factor here. Troy Fautanu only really got one game under his belt, and it looks like that may be all he gets as a rookie. We have not seen Roman Wilson yet. Peyton Wilson has been okay on that defense. I don't think he's been a superstar. But Frazier, besides a couple of center quarterback exchanges that have gone south for one reason or another, he has done everything else at that position as if he was a 5 to 10 year vet. And I think he will soon become one of the better centers in the game. I think he has that type of potential. My biggest surprise is on the defensive side of the football, and that is Deshaun Elliott. In the offseason, I thought this would be an underrated signing. And given how busy that week of free agency was for the Steelers, in years past, I think Deshaun Elliott would be one that actually moved the needle a little bit. Because normally free agency is pretty quiet on Pittsburgh's front. Not the case this year. They signed Russell Wilson on the first day. They signed Patrick Queen a couple of days later. They traded Kenny Pickett on that Friday. They traded for Justin Fields on that Saturday. All in that mix, Deshaun Elliott signs with the Steelers, and he's been maybe their second best defensive player behind TJ Watt. Could argue third behind Cam Hayward, because Hayward, despite people not being happy about that contract at 35 years old, he's been damn good through the first four games. Deshaun Elliott, though, he leads the team in tackles. He has an interception. He's defended a couple of passes as well. He has a forced fumble in there. He has a tackle for loss. He has something on the stat sheet all over the place. He seems to make an impactful play in every single game, whether it's a big tackle for loss, whether it is an interception, whether it's forcing a fumble. He also, to me, he earned some extra points for me on Sunday, because for that first half against the Colts, he looked like the only dude with a pulse. So Elliott takes home my biggest surprise. I didn't go with Patrick Queen as my biggest disappointment. I probably could. I'm holding out hope that Queen has himself a big game, maybe Sunday night. And this one is more injury-riddled than anything, but Jaylen Warren is the guy I go to with my biggest disappointment. I am a huge fan of the player that Jaylen Warren is. But this season, the injuries have already dinged him up a few times. He's only carried the football 14 times for 54 yards. That's under 4 yards per carry. He has only caught 5 passes for 28 yards. I'm getting a little bit fearful that we see Cordarrelle Patterson play well every time he gets the football. Patterson's running for nearly 6 yards per carry. He also has caught 5 passes for 34 yards. He is showing the versatility he still has at 33 years old in the Arthur Smith offense. I'm starting to be a little bit worried that even when Warren is back healthy, we see those snaps diminished, because Patterson has shown behind Najee Harris he can be a good player. Warren, I thought, would continue to solidify himself this season. And unfortunately, the hamstring injury, then the knee injury, that didn't really happen. And we have seen Jaylen Warren struggle to this point to get out of the gate. So there you go. MVP, Chris Boswell. Offensive player of the year is Justin Fields. Defensive player of the year is TJ Watt. Rookie of the year is Zach Frazier. My biggest surprise is Deshaun Elliott. My biggest disappointment is Jaylen Warren. Have any thoughts on that? You can share yours at 412-928-9370. I would love to hear from you. Coming up next, Davante Adams' thoughts as well. Do you think the Steelers have any shot to land the Raiders wide receiver? 412-928-9370. Would love to get your thoughts on that. Coming up next, some Pirates topics to get into. Pitt with a big player coming back as they try to move to 5-0, we will get into the Cowboys and Steelers game history, something I just, the nerd side of me loves to do as well. But I want to take your calls. Coming up next, 412-928-9370. Davante Adams, question mark, and the Steelers quarter season awards, 412-928-9370. That is also the fan text line number. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say There is never a fee unless we get money for you. It's Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan. Donnie Football with you until 7:30 tonight. The NFL on Westwood One will carry Thursday night football that can be heard right here on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan. Tampa Bay and Atlanta. Joel Nelson with me tonight behind the glass. We will pick that game before we sign off tonight. We will also, or Joel at least, will give his best bets and maybe throw together a little SGP, as they call it, a same-game parlay for Thursday night football. Taking your calls right now, Davante Adams, do you want him here? Does it even make sense? Are you just tired of wide receiver trade talk? I couldn't blame you for that either. 412-928-9370. Also gave my Steelers quarter season awards a little retraction on that. I am going to keep Jaylen Warren as my biggest disappointment. Probably unfair on my end to give that to a guy who has been injured and dinged up so far this season. So if it has to be somebody that's fully healthy, maybe Patrick Queen, given the price tag there, given the responsibilities there, although I don't think Queen has been quite as bad as what some people seem to think through the first four games. However, the other things I'm keeping the same. Boswell is my MVP. Justin Fields as my offensive player of the year. TJ Watt as my defensive player of the year. Zach Frazier, my rookie of the year. And Deshaun Elliott as my biggest surprise. Where do you come down on that? 412-928-9370. That stuff is on the table for you. Jesse is in Michigan. What's up, Jesse?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks a lot for having me on.
What's on your mind?
Just want to say I am totally against even trading for Davante Adams, and here's my reason why. Number one, this coaching staff under Mike Tomlin doesn't even know how to get the ball to George Pickens correctly. And number two, Roman Wilson, okay, I know he's unproven in the league, but I watched every snap he played in college, and the fact that we don't even give him a helmet and then we want to trade for another receiver, I just think it's ridiculous. We need to focus on what we have, get Roman Wilson involved, have Muth be your two or three, Roman be your other one, Calvin. I don't even think we know how to use them properly, so I think we got to stay with what we have and use it properly with the coaching staff. So,
Jesse, I think you make a fair point there, and I appreciate the call all the way from Michigan, because I wondered that 2 weeks ago. I thought, okay, maybe he's still a little bit hurt, Roman Wilson, that is. And then last week, I thought, okay, this guy's still not getting a helmet. Now, not the same type of receiver, of course, as what Davante Adams is. And we know that Wilson, kind of that same sort of position that Calvin Austin will be. But you're already having some receiver issues. Why not just give the guy a shot at some point? I don't think Calvin Austin has been bad either in his limited capacity. Van Jefferson, kind of what we expected Van Jefferson to be. Scotty Miller gets the nod over Wilson because of special teams capabilities. And the Steelers really like to use their tight ends. So even though someone like Mykole Pruitt has missed the last couple of games, they like to load things up at tight end. Freiermuth, Darnell Washington, who I really like when they get him involved in the pass game. It's not a ton. It's maybe only once or twice a game. He does have a touchdown this season. But he's looking like he's moving a little bit better than what we were told coming into the season. So we'll see if Roman Wilson can get that hat on Sunday night. But that is a mid-round rookie that we have yet to see to this point in the season who I at least think there's some curiosity there. Now, do I think he's going to be a great player out of the gate? No, I just kind of hope he eventually becomes a pretty good one. I think it's kind of unfair to have huge expectations on the guy, but we will see if Roman Wilson ever gets a nod. 412-928-9370. Austin is next. What's up, Austin?
Donnie, what's up, brother? How you doing, man? Huge fan.
Thank you. Can't wait
for you to take over the station. We already are, right? Hey, man, how can you not be disappointed in Naj, man? Like, what's going on with him? I'm about to be over him. I mean, we got like a 240, 250-pound back dancing around at the line of scrimmage. It's just getting tough to watch. I mean, it's his contract year, option year. I was just expecting so much more out of him. I mean, why isn't he hitting the hole full speed? Like, first couple of years, I thought it was due to injuries, but I'm starting just to think that this guy's afraid to get hit running full speed. Like, what is his deal? I mean, you see Cordell do it. You see Warren. What are your thoughts here?
Yeah, Austin, he very well could have been a pick for that, for sure. 68 carries, 228 on the ground. So the yards per carry, yet again, low for Najee Harris, 3.4. He's never been as good as his fans want him to believe. I don't know if he's been quite as bad as what the haters believe, but the fans of Najee Harris, they really push him up. They immediately point to, well, he's got three seasons over 1,000 yards. He's also had the luxury of having the opportunity to play in 17 games every single year. Now, I will give him credit. The dude stays healthy. He is durable for the duration of the season. And I don't think he's quite as bad as what some think, but he's not a true difference maker type player. He's had some good games that, and especially late last season, he had some really good games that helped the Steelers make that final push and get into the postseason. But he's never taken over as a dominant player, and they used a first-round pick on the guy. That dude should be a game-changing type back. If you see Bijan Robinson make a huge play tonight, an impactful play, you see him and think, man, that's a first-round talent. That dude is explosive. That dude can run away from you in a split second. You watch Jahmyr Gibbs. He doesn't get a ton of usage because Detroit runs a very good two-back system between Gibbs and Montgomery. Jahmyr Gibbs, he can run away from people. He can be super effective in the pass game. And we don't really see Harris as that difference maker. He has seasons of 1,200, and last two seasons he's had basically the same amount of yardage. Last season was the only time he had over 4 yards per carry, and it was 4.1. And I know he's coming off a bad game where he flipped off the crowd and Zaire Franklin called him soft after the game, and that makes him look worse for where he's at. But he's at 228 on the season. He's at 3.4 yards per carry. I'm just happy if the dude can get around like 70 yards in a game, which is what he averaged as a rookie. He has not been an efficient runner whatsoever. He has not been close to being running at the efficiency that a player of his pedigree, his draft pedigree, should be at. And as harsh as this is to say, this will likely be his final season in a Steelers uniform, and I don't think he'll be all that missed. Because the other thing that Austin brought up in that call, the explosiveness. It is, and it should be, a little bit eye-opening for people that last season, the most explosive runner was Jaylen Warren, and this season, the most explosive runner is Cordarrelle Patterson, who is 33 years old. That's another season where Najee Harris doesn't even look like the best back on his own team. And he should be in a position where he's kind of taking over games. And we don't see that a whole lot. 412-928-9370. If you want to give us a ring, chime in on that. You can also hit us up on the fan text line, as I mentioned. Follow us on Twitter as well at 93.7TheFan. That is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Coming up, we'll keep taking your calls on this. Make it into a couple of Pirates topics for a little bit, and also some big Pitt football news that came down earlier today before we pick the Thursday night football game and send you along to the NFL on Westwood One at 7:30. 50-minute mark on the Fan. That's coming up in a few minutes. That's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge on Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. It's Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Donnie Football with you until 7:30 tonight. We do have Thursday night football on our airwaves. Tampa Bay and Atlanta should be a pretty good ball game, to quote the great John Parado. It can be heard right here. Westwood One coverage starts at 7:30. Taking your calls right now. Talking Steelers. Devontae Adams on the table. Maybe you want to give your Steelers season, quarter season awards. Some people have thoughts, though, on Najee Harris. Is he the Steelers' biggest disappointment through the first four games of the season? 412-928-9370. Back out to the phones, Pat in Natrona Heights. What's up, Pat?
Donnie Football, how are you, my man?
Good. What's on your mind?
Hey, man, I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan by heart. Yinzer by birth, and Neil O'Donnell pushed my hand and made me this Cowboys fan today.
We're probably around the same age then, Pat. I was a couple months old for that game.
I was like 6 or 8, and I made my first wager with my aunt. $5 put me in this whirlwind of a tunnel. But hey, man, I love Jaylen Warren. I really do think that when he comes back healthy, he'll be that piece that'll kind of push it through. But
Yeah, Najee Harris probably a letdown. Cordell Patterson's how you're going to beat the Cowboys. They're soft on the outside, especially without their linebackers, a.k.a. DNs. And, you know, he catches the ball in space. He's fast. He got a burst. Seems like they can't run up the middle as much against the Cowboys as of last week. So, yeah, I think if you guys utilize Cordell, and I can't believe he's still playing, you know, I think you guys got a chance. But I will be at that game 50-yard line down low, so keep an eye out for me.
Oh, man, how about those seats? Thanks for the call, Pat. Now, you might luck out there in that analysis because very real chance that Cordero Patterson does not play in the game. He has not practiced at all this week. 412-928-9370. Jordan is in Shaler. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Donnie Football?
How are you? What's on your mind?
I'm great. Look, I know you're the guy on the radio, and I'm just the knucklehead calling from freaking Shaler. But I gotta say, I'll take the bait. I'm going to defend Najee Harris.
Go ahead.
How can we possibly evaluate Najee when our offensive line has been dog water since he got here? You can't possibly fairly evaluate first-round talent. Now, I'm not fully defending him. Has he been disappointing? Yes. Does he look like a first-round? No. He looks like a second- or third-round running back. But what are we opening up lanes for him? And I do disagree with those that are like, well, Warren can do it, but Warren's not going against nine in the box at first and 10. I just feel like it's such a Yinzer or knee-jerk reaction to look at Najee's numbers and be like, well, Najee sucks. You mentioned Gibbs. Throw him on that team with David Montgomery. At least you have to admit his production increases. I'm curious your thoughts. I'll hang up, but thanks so much. Love your show.
Thanks, Jordan. I appreciate the call. Yeah, I mean, Detroit's offense, I think, is a well-oiled machine. They showed me a lot the other night. I am happily sticking with them as my NFC representation in the Super Bowl this year. I think that they could get over the hump. That offensive line is awesome, and that is where things start. Here is the thing, though. I don't think the offensive line is as bad as what it was when Najee Harris was a rookie. And I hear the arguments from people when they say, well, Warren never faced that heavy of a box. But there also are examples of when that has happened, when he has had to carry a bigger workload, that being Jaylen Warren. Or Cordarrelle Patterson in the game on Sunday. He basically put the Steelers on his back for a whole drive. Now, you could argue there, well, maybe things were a little bit lighter for the Colts defensively. But remember the end of the Chargers game for me. That is a big one when it comes to what we saw between Patterson and Harris, since Warren was already a bit dinged up. The finisher, the closer of sorts in that game, was Cordson. He was the one that closed things down. He was running like Jerome Bettis in the mid-90s. He was running over people. He was picking up chunks on every single play. Najee had a very nice run at the end, almost got into the end zone. But Patterson was the guy they used as the finisher, and he executed all of that perfectly. For me, I just kind of worry about the explosiveness. I worry about the ability to see the holes, read the holes, read the defense. I don't know if Najee Harris is all that good at that. I think it was a lot easier for him at Alabama, and I don't know if that has translated a ton to the NFL. 412-928-9370. Rich is in Shaler. What's up, Rich?
Hi, Donnie. I'm a first-time caller. Hey, I got a chance to meet one of the Steelers that was in this, I guess, during training camp. Joey Fisher. I guess they acquired him from San Francisco. I guess he was at Bard. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if he's still on the team. I don't know much about him. Do you know much about him, or if he's good? Because I know they released him and brought him back. I just want to know if you know anything about him.
So he is a free agent currently, Rich. Or no. Okay. I think they have him. Well, now I'm looking here even closer. I think he's on. Nope, never mind. They waived him. He spent last season on the practice squad. Joey Fisher did. 412 928-9370. Conrad is in Bethel Park. What's up?
Hey, Donnie. How you doing, man?
Good. What's on your mind?
I really love the show. Hey, just wanted to mention, I think Najee Harris has been a bust since he's been with the Steelers. He never hits the holes. Other running backs, the two you just mentioned, do. I don't know. I think he's a good running back, but not a great one in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, I can absolutely agree with that. Like, do I think he's as bad as what some of his haters think? No. I think he's fine. Like, I think he's a decent running back. I'm not going to say outright, you know, the guy sucks, the guy stinks. I think he's an okay / decent player, but given where he was selected a couple of seasons ago in the draft, you got to be better than okay or decent in that spot. You're supposed to be a game changer type. So, do I think he's great? No. Do I think he's really good? I would say no. He has really good moments. He has good moments. I would say he's a decent player. 412-928-9370. Dion is in Houston, Texas. What's up, Dion?
Hey, how you doing this evening?
Good. What's on your mind?
Hey, man, to all your fans, I'm a big Mike Tomlin fan, but to all the fans in Pittsburgh, Najee Harris checked out a long time ago for some odd reason. But I think they should, if they want to help Fields out and possibly Russell out, getting another big receiver that can catch the ball, such as Devontae Adams, would be, I think it would be a great, great idea. Because Fields is already coming around with just one receiver on the team. Defenses are not scared of any other receiver the Steelers have but Pickens. And for some odd reason, Pickens got a knack for getting open, even though he's probably getting double teamed. So I think they should go to get Devontae Adams and take some of that pressure off of Pickens, Russell, and Fields. And Pittsburgh offense should take off.
Thanks, Dion. I appreciate the call. I have been surprised so far. I've been more surprised, I should say, than what I anticipated, that Pickens has not been completely clamped down. Now, his numbers, as with the entire offense, they don't fly off the page, but he has just under 300 yards. He does not have a touchdown yet. He is behind Freiermuth, Darnell Washington, and Calvin Austin III in that category. Maybe we get a George Pickens primetime touchdown. Maybe. Maybe we get that in a couple of days. I don't know. I hope for that every single week. And I wonder, okay, so you bring Devontae Adams in here. There is always that concern on the other side of the coin that people say, well, that's going to make George Pickens pretty mad. That's going to make George Pickens angry. It would open things up, absolutely. But I don't know. I still am just kind of worn out by the idea because I think the dude is going to the New York Jets. I think that's where Devontae Adams ends up. I don't think there's much of a shot. I would say, I don't know, maybe 5%. Maybe that he ends up a Steeler. I'm going to put a lot of the chance into him being a Jet. Like 85%. I'll say like 85% chance that Devontae Adams is a New York Jet. I'll say 10% other, and I'll say 5% to the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think that's pretty fair. 412-928-9370 to join the conversation. Going to get into a piece of Pitt news coming up next. Jump into the Pirates quickly, and then Joel and I will make our picks, and Joel will give his best bets for Thursday Night Football, which is on the Fan, coverage beginning courtesy of the NFL on Westwood One at 7:30. Fan weather is brought to you by Sun Chevy. Check out 24 Silverado 1500s at 1.9% financing up to 3 years with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Partly cloudy tonight, low of 55. It's Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan. Fan text line, that's brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Donnie, football with you for a few more minutes tonight. The NFL on Westwood One coverage begins at 7:30. Thursday night football right here on 93.7 The Fan, Tampa Bay and Atlanta. An Atlanta win would even things up in the NFC South as Tampa sits at 3-1, Atlanta at 2-2, the team the Steelers beat in week one. Joel Nelson, who is behind the glass with me tonight, we will pick that game in just a few minutes before we sign things off tonight. I did want to mention the big Pitt news of the day. The Panthers getting Rodney Hammond back, who missed. He was ruled out, ineligible for the first four games of the season. And hey, the Panthers with one of their best starts in school history. The first time they ever went undefeated in non-conference play. Pitt is 4-0, and they are getting a player back that can be explosive, who has averaged around 500 yards per season the last 3 years. I think it's only good for Pitt to get Hammond back. You work him into the fold and what you already have with some of your running backs. Desmond Reed has been a really exciting player. The guy has nearly 500 yards from scrimmage and four touchdowns in four games. Daniel Carter has over 100 yards on the ground and a couple of touchdowns. He also has a receiving touchdown. Holstein himself has a couple of rushing touchdowns. Derek Davis, the gateway product, not a ton of yards, but has a couple of touchdowns. And Holstein has been a star through the air. Almost 1,200 yards, 12 touchdowns, two picks, a near 68% completion percentage. That's the thing. This dude has been so much better than I think anybody anticipated. We heard about the close competition there was between Holstein and Nate Yarnell. Kind of an assumption that Yarnell would just be the guy to win the job because he's had some gutsy efforts in the past, and Holstein ends up being the guy that wins it and he runs away with it. Now, Yarnell got to be on the field. He was the quarterback on the game-winning touchdown against WVU. That's a cool moment for him because Nate has been a good part of the program that has stuck with it and has stepped up in some big moments where Pitt has really needed him in the last couple of years. But Eli Holstein turning into a star, a much better player than what we anticipated. And I think there's got to be some fear. I hate to be grim about it. I think there's got to be some fear with Pitt people. The way college athletics are now, they better be ready to bring the bag for Eli Holstein next season, or else I don't think it's a guarantee that he is a Pitt Panther. The Panthers take on the Tar Heels of North Carolina on Saturday, a noon kick in Chapel Hill. We will have that game for you right here on 93.7 The Fan. Pre-game coverage starts at 9 a.m. The Pirates are bringing back the band for 2025, except it is a band that nobody wants to see. The Pirates had a few positives this season, a few. Paul Skeens, Luis Ortiz, O'Neill Cruz, Brian Reynolds, Andrew McCutchen, Joey Bart. But they've had a lot of failures as well. Henry Davis, catastrophic failure, former first overall pick. Keep Brian Hayes, nice contract. I won't say a huge contract, but the dude can't stay on the field. He was an awful offensive player. The back is a looming issue with him and a consistent one. Jack Sawinski, he led the team in home runs last year. He got sent down this year. He stunk. He was awful. David Bednar blew up. He had a good stretch of baseball in the middle of the season. He was awful at the beginning. He was awful at the end. Rowdy Tellez for the first few months, bad, awful. He also had a better ERA than half of the relievers by season's end. Connor Joe for the last half of the season, a dumpster fire. The trade deadline turned into a dumpster fire. It was rough. And the band is coming back together, and I don't care for that one bit. I said the other night they should clean house. Well, we're going to get Ben Cherington and Derek Shelton back for 2025. Could get into more on that, but it's time, Joel, to pick the game for Thursday night football. Tampa Bay and Atlanta. Joel, this game, Tampa Bay plus 2.5 on the road. They are 3-1, Atlanta 2-2. What's your pick?
Tampa Bay plus the 2.5, Donnie. They're going to get it done on the road tonight. I think it's going to be a really, really competitive game. Maybe not, you know, when you think about close competitive games or, you know, ones that could be really exciting. You think about, you know, the ones like Bills and Ravens, even though it didn't turn out that way. I think we might be in for a potential top five game of the year tonight.
Ooh.
Between the Buccaneers and the Falcons. We'll see the stars for each team shine, and I think Tampa Bay is going to come out a winner at the end of 60 minutes.
I think we're in for a good one, too. I think maybe the best Thursday night game. We've had some duds so far, but I don't think it's one where Al Michaels is joking about the over-under or the spread late in the game. I think it's actual brass tacks, a good football game. I will go Atlanta minus 2.5 at home. I think they even things up in the NFC South. Joel, your best bets for tonight and maybe a same-game parlay quickly.
I'll start with the same game parlay. Chris Godwin, 40 receiving yards for Tampa Bay. Darnell Mooney of Atlanta, 25 receiving yards. And then Kyle Pitts of Atlanta to get 2 receptions. Doesn't matter how many yards he gets. He just has to catch the ball twice. Yep. Those 3 things there, minus 103. And then I like a Mike Evans touchdown tonight for Tampa Bay, plus 140. Mike Evans to find the end zone tonight.
And the Mike Evans one separate from the same game parlay, correct?
Yes.
Okay, just to clarify for folks out there if they want to either ride with that or tail it. Well, Jolie, thank you, as always, for the great work tonight behind the glass. Thank you to the folks who chimed in and joined the conversation as well. Tampa Bay and Atlanta, Thursday night football, courtesy of the NFL on Westwood One. Coverage starts in just about 10 minutes. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Donnie Football signing off on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.